I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. Afghan officials say a suicide car bombing on Tuesday hit a security forces convoy in the capital, Kabul, killing at least 13 people and injuring 9 others. An Interior Ministry spokesman confirmed the casualty count and told the Voice of America that security personnel and civilians were both among the victims. The convoy reportedly was transporting operatives of the National Directorate for Security, the main Afghan spy agency. The Taliban quickly took responsibility, saying the suicide attack, which happened in a western district of the capital city, was aimed at a joint convoy of American military trainers and their Afghan partners. At the White House Tuesday, a very open discussion between Democratic leaders and President Trump about the budget and border security. House Democratic Leader Nancy Pelosi and Senate Democratic Leader Chuck Schumer engaged in a vigorous debate with the president. 6 times Mr. Trump threatened to shut down the government.
Yes, if we don't get what we want, one way or the other, whether it's through you, through a military, through anything you want to call, I will shut down the government.
Okay, absolutely. Fair enough.
And I am proud, and I'll
tell
you what, I am proud to shut down the government for border security, Chuck, because the people of this country don't want criminals and people that have lots of problems and drugs pouring into our country. So I will take the mantle. I will be the one to shut it down. I'm not going to blame you for it. The last time you shut it down, it didn't work. I will take the mantle of shutting down. And I'm going to shut it down for border security.
The debate became even more bitter after that. During the campaign, President Trump said he would make Mexico pay for the wall, but as president, he has sought taxpayer funding for it. Congress has not given him the money he wants. Even Republicans are skeptical about the wall. This is VOA News. A former Canadian diplomat has been detained in China amid rising tensions between the two countries over Canada's arrest, at the request of the United States, of a Chinese technology executive. Mr. Michael Kovrig is a former Canadian ambassador to Beijing, Hong Kong, and elsewhere. He was apprehended earlier this week for undisclosed reasons. Top European Union officials on Tuesday ruled out any renegotiation of the divorce agreement with Britain as Prime Minister Theresa May fought to save her Brexit deal by lobbying leaders in Europe's capitals. The agreement is almost 600 pages long and highly technical. European Commission President Jean-Claude Juncker warned that it cannot be reopened for renegotiation at a summit of EU leaders on Thursday.
I will see Mrs. May this evening, and I have to say here in the Parliament, as I did say before in this Parliament, the deal we have achieved is the best deal possible. It's the only deal possible. And so we cannot There is no room whatsoever for renegotiation.
The UN is appealing for $5.5 billion to support millions of Syrian refugees and the neighboring countries hosting them in the coming years. Correspondent Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from Geneva.
The UN praises Turkey, Lebanon, Jordan, Egypt, and Iraq for their support in offering asylum and protection to millions of refugees from Syria, which is now in its 8th year of crisis. But the support, they say, has taken a heavy toll on the economies and development of these host countries. The global body says conditions for both the refugees and the communities in which they live have deteriorated since Syria's civil war broke out in 2011.
The Trump administration has placed Pakistan on its list of worst offenders for nations that infringe on religious freedom. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said he had added Pakistan to its list of countries of particular concern regarding protection for people to worship according to their beliefs. Pakistan had previously been on a special watch list for religious freedom. After more than 4 years under military rule, Thailand will hold a general election in early 2019. Thailand's Election Commission announced Tuesday that elections will take place on February 24th. The commission's announcement coincided with an announcement by the ruling military junta that it was lifting a ban on political campaigning. You can find more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world around the clock at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Christopher Cruz, VOA News.